So, why do we make those wrong choices? It seems like we make them just as naturally as we breathe. We make wrong choices. We all do. I have. You have. Listen to the first wrong choice. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Has not God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes will be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So why did Eve make that first bad decision? Well, first of all, she fell for a lie. You see what the lie was? The lie of the serpent was, God's word is not true. God's word is false. The things that he has told you that are for your good are not really for your good. It's just so he can have control over you. And you know what? If you will take and eat of that tree, then you'll become wise. You'll know good and evil. You can decide for yourself. You'll be just like God. Well, that was the first thing. She fell for that lie because she was a proud person. And pride had grown in her, and she wanted to do her own thing. And the second thing was, he said the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. It looks really good. Sinful choices look really good to us at the time, don't they? Nobody does anything that they think is going to hurt them. They do things wrong that they think will please them, not only please their appetite, but make their life better. And it never does. You see, Adam and Eve lost their innocence, and they realized that they were naked, and they tried to cover themselves because they knew something was wrong, and they hid from God. Let's pray. Father, I know I have made wrong choices, and the worst of the wrong choices I made was that I hid from you, but I can never hide from you, O Lord God. You came seeking me and calling my name and asking me that embarrassing question, Where are you? Where are you? Thank you, O Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, and for saving me and redeeming me and forgiving my bad choices. In Jesus' name, amen.